for our LISD Athlete of the Week, being brought to you by Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. This week's Athlete of the Week is softball player from Clinton, Miss Kendall Phillip. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning.
And congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
So, pretty good week last week.
Yeah.
And you got, you know, the one good thing about it, because we have a lot of debate about who is our Athlete of the Week, because every our CAVE staff nominates from different sports, and then we try to figure out who had the best week or who did, you know. And I think one of the big things with you, you know, got the two wins, strikeouts, a no-hitter, home run in each game, which is cool. But again, I think one of the bigger things that kind of helped put you over the top too was the competition you had. I mean, it was against Dundee and Hudson, two of the better teams in the LCAA all year long, and Dundee knocking you guys out last year. And so besides what you did, it was who you did it against this past week, and I think that's really good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about last week with those two. I mean, was it a little bit pressure coming into those two games?
Honestly, not really. Definitely we had to be up on our toes because they were big games. They were definitely our two toughest LCAA teams that we had to play. But honestly, as a team, we've been doing really well, and we wouldn't do it confidently. So,
and again, a no-hitter, and then it puts you over the 100 strikeouts for the season, and both you and Taryn are both that way. And we had Bella Trilo on last week. She was over 100 as well. So we got back-to-back softball players in the last 2 weeks. But, you know, as you mentioned, though, this last couple weeks, I know I talked to your mom earlier in the week just about how the season's gone, trying to figure out and putting pieces and parts together. And do you feel yourself and as players – more confident now than you did a little bit earlier in the year as well?
Yes, I definitely, like me as a personally, I feel more confident because my team is also confident, and it just radiates off of each other. And just with the experience that we've gotten in the tournaments and the weekends and during the week and in our season games, we've just grown as a team and just as like individuals as well. And we're starting to get there, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all you can, like, you know, confidence boosts and, you know, just playing and gelling together across the season.
So you got a tournament this weekend, and then...
Yes. And then it's postseason.
Yeah. Now, are you guys, I know the boys are hosting. Are you guys hosting as well?
Yes.
Do you have a pre-district, or are you going directly in?
We drafted Madison for pre-district, okay. So...
I hate this. I mean, other sports are starting to seed now, and you've got, you know, but baseball and softball, you get two of the better records and better teams, and then you have to play a pre-district. I think it's something that, you know, coaches need to stand up more for and see what's going on. But it is. It's a little bit tough when you look at that because, you know, you've got to play that extra game, you know, and you probably would be the highest seed or one of the higher seeds in the tournament. So do you like being on the mound better or being out in center?
I like the mound. I like having control over things, so puts me there in the middle.
Right.
And, yeah.
Okay.
But I do love center. But the mound is, that's where it's at.
So you got two home runs last week. So how many is that for you on the year?
Over the fence, 3. Okay. But I had one in Parker, so 4.
Okay, all right. Is that leader on the team?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, again, it's good you're doing it both, you know, at the plate and in the field. Give us a little thoughts. Who are some of the other girls that have stood out for you for your team this year to make you guys successful?
Taryn Hernandez, for sure. She's a hardworking, just player overall. She can hit, she's a great defensive player, and she's just a huge aspect to our team. We also have Emma Fair, who just kicks butt first base and saves all of us. Our catchers as well, we have a freshman, Kira. She has been catching a ton, and she's just gotten so much better, and she's helped us out. We also have our actually basically everyone on this team has just been huge, and they've all just been a huge part of this and the reason why we're so successful.
We're going to take a quick time out for our sponsor, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more with Kendall Phillip as our LISD Athlete of the Week here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
At the Lenawee Intermediate School District, we see the potential in every learner. Guided by service and collaboration, we work to create opportunities for success in our community. Whether in a classroom, on a school bus, or in an office, our mission is the same: supporting learners through personalized service, innovative programs, and engaged leadership. Join our team and make an impact. Visit www.lisd.us/careers to view our current open positions and apply today.
All right. Once again, welcome back to Inside the Cave. Jeff Bowman, Hunter Davies with you here this morning. And our athlete of the week that's with us is Kendall Phillip. And Kendall, we talk about postseason. I know this means a lot to you guys, especially after last year.
Oh, yeah.
So I know this is probably a big circled mark on here that we don't want to go out early like we happened last year.
For sure.
So what's the big thing that's motivating? You're going to make that try to get past that.
Well, we've definitely been putting the work in at practice. Some have been staying after. We're doing everything in our ability to make sure that we're not ending this early again, because last year we ended a lot earlier than we should have, and we're just, it's no mercy right now. So we're just going all in right now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, for a team that, you think you've got all this potential, you want to go far, you end up short of your expectations, how does that kind of fuel you for, when you get back at it the next year?
Definitely gives you motivation, because we all know that we have the potential to go far. We're pretty sound team. It's just we just weren't all there last year, and this year we're making sure that's not going to happen again. We're doing what we can. And
well, and it's a big thing too. I know with Sydney Schuler hurt, I mean, that kind of changes the dynamic of things too. And talking with mom/coach the other day, how would it just, and you talked about the catcher new as a freshman and moving Emma to first. And, it seems like now the puzzle pieces are finally, getting into place where everybody kind of knows their role a lot better. And, and is that something that's going to get you to that next level?
Yeah. That was a huge thing for our team at the beginning of the season, was what was our role on this team. And I think, as the season has gone on, I believe that every single person has found their position and their role, and that's helped so much. And it just really shows the difference of the dynamics of how we play.
So, thoughts of playing after high school for you?
Yes, goal is to go to college for softball. So.
And you're a junior this year?
Yes.
Okay. So, now where are you playing at this summer?
I am playing with my team, Michigan Generals.
Okay.
We're out of Farmington Hills, Dundee area.
Right.
And, just playing all over the place. So
Dundee, so some of the Dundee players that...
The head coaches actually came over to our team this fall. So
okay.
I get to endure having him and my mother. So that's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least, maybe somebody else, your mom can say you yell at her because she doesn't listen to me.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that sounds fun, though. Well, again, congratulations. Again, a big week last week for you.
Thank you.
For getting to be Athlete of the Week, and continued success. As congratulations once again to Kendall Phillip for being the LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work, the LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. So once again, Kendall, congrats on the week, and good luck coming up in the tournament time.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that's Kendall Phillip from Clinton High School.